Campbell Riverites raised over $55,000, as of Sunday, February 25, for the coldest night of the year this year. The annual event is the Campbell River and North Island Transition Society, CRNITS's biggest fundraiser, and funds go towards women and children in the area who are either at risk of homelessness or who are experiencing homelessness. We are walking through town on a 2 or 5 kilometer route of people's choosing. They're going to walk to create awareness and raise money for the Campbell River and North Island Transition Society, said CRNITS Public Relations Coordinator Diane Palmer. According to the CNOY website, 191 walkers took part in the event, making up 31 teams. As of Sunday, February 25, a total of $55,327 was raised, though Palmer said that they typically receive another 10% the week after the event. I have never seen such a big crowd, said CRNITS Executive Director Lori Hirsch. I'm so happy to see all these people out in the community that care about us and care about the work we do to help vulnerable women and children who are at risk of abuse or fleeing violence. Campbell River Councillor Susan Sinnott made a proclamation on behalf of Mayor Kermit Dahl and the rest of council that February 24 was officially the coldest night of the year, saying that finding appropriate housing is extremely difficult for people battling poverty, addiction and mental health issues, and we all have a role to play in ensuring that we recognize that having a phone was a human right and that homelessness affects the community as a whole. The top three teams this year were Naturally Pacific Resort, RiverCity Inclusioneers, and North Island College Campbell River and Friends. The top three walkers were Madison Lemon, Julia Peters and Darlene Garrott. Related, new temporary units coming for people experiencing homelessness in Campbell River. Coldest night of the year lives up to its name.